Ladies, gentlemen, and disappointments, we are coming to you live from the Woman Caves in New York and Connecticut. My name is Leslie.
And my name is Melissa.
And we are Verbally Disastrous. Hello, everyone. I'm giving a shout out to the 8750 podcast, as well as the Piggly Dog podcast. I had previously offered reviews on my www.constructiontales.com blog. You can find their work on Spotify and many other platforms. I stumbled upon another podcast that I decided to check out from my weekly rounds of meeting both new authors and podcasters on Twitter. I crossed paths with Melissa Sack from the Brook Reading podcast on Twitter. We opted to check out each other's work. I discovered that Melissa is an author of the book entitled Turning Point by Melissa Sack. Turning Point can be found on Amazon in both ebook and paper book formats. I checked out a few Brook Reading podcast episodes while out on my walk and or multitasking. The first podcast I checked out was on the vices of the presidents from the United States of America. I love to hear salacious details on public figures. It makes them more relatable to us mere mortals. I then checked out the episode on Bust Magazine, featuring legendary rocker Courtney Love, as well as other leading figures in entertainment. I believe Cher was a person that was quoted. I had never previously heard of the term Shebonics prior to peeping this podcast. I am tickled to hear other terms in entertainment, such as the flaming lips. I don't really know what that is about, but it must be sassy. I didn't know that this magazine existed, and the fact that Bust Magazine just celebrated a 20-year anniversary. Another interesting fact is that Courtney Love is working on releasing an autobiography. As a person who loves double entendre, I appreciated that Bust Magazine is about women getting issues and topics off their chest. I am also sharing the podcast website as well as the names of the episodes that I peeped for the past few days. Here is the website of the Brook Reading Podcast, www.brookreadingpodcast.com. Very simple, I know, right? One of the episodes that caught my eye was Party Like a President, The Reboot. Next episode I checked out, Bust, in all capitals, featuring Courtney Love, dash, re-release of episode 52. The latest episode I checked out, where Ms. Sack showcases my work, is called A Brief History of Women, Volume 1. I am totally honored to be a part of that episode. I don't think I can say enough how honored I am for Melissa to check out and share my teen version of my hashtag Construction Tales book, the Kindle Vella short stories, and my Verbally Disastrous podcast. It was a delight to hear Melissa share my creative projects on A Brief History of Women, Volume 1 episode. I am super blessed to have crossed paths with Melissa. We would like to get to know Melissa a little bit more, right? I have some questions in the blog for Melissa so that the readers can get to know her as well as the podcast. When she sends me her responses, I shall come back and update the post. I look forward to checking out more of her new series on the history of women as they are released. It is fitting to share my slideshow on the Verbally Disastrous YouTube channel where I showcased some awesome, kick-ass ladies who were pioneers in many fields. I created this YouTube slideshow in honor of Women's History Month. Perhaps the early women I showcase can be part of the Brooke Reading Podcast new series on the history of women. Perhaps. I encourage women and men who like my slideshow to share freely and give my verbally disastrous YouTube channel credit. Now I'm going to read my questions for the Brooke Reading Podcast. Number one, where in the hell did you get the name of your podcast? Number two, how long does it take for you to create your episodes? Number three, how are you able to mentor young girls? Four, where do you get your inspiration for your podcast episodes? Five, what is the inspiration for your podcast cover photo? Six, how do all of the hosts and co-hosts, if applicable, know each other? 7. Name 3 key lessons you have learned the hard way while creating your podcast episodes. 8. Name 3 screw-ups you had either prior to launching or while creating your podcast. 9. Are you on Apple Podcasts? If so, share the link. 10. Share any other names and links where you can also be discovered. 11. What is the concept of the next book you plan to write? 12. What is the name of your YouTube channel? 13. What is the ultimate goal of your podcast? 14. What does your friends and family members think about the podcast? 15. Who is your audience and where in the world are the majority of them from? Now, I also shared on my blog a photo as well as the link of The Turning Point by Melissa Sack that's on Amazon in both Kindle as an ebook and paperback. Might as well share the book description. Two women from very different upbringings cross paths and begin a tumultuous adventure together. While overcoming dangerous and unknown obstacles, they find that as long as they remain true in their hearts, they can achieve greatness. Now we're on to my review. I appreciated listening to her content as a new, quote, bookworm. I just checked out where Melissa is from, and she is from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. She is literally only 44 miles away from me here in New York City. I may have to get my co-host Melissa P and schedule a road trip where we sit down and do a collaboration together in person. The older I get, the more I appreciate rubbing elbows with fellow strong women. Not a woman with a big mouth who barks a lot, trying to control people and get her way. I can usually see behind that facade of bullshit, and I don't respect it. I vibe well with women who are honest, fair, hardworking, not looking to scheme a man, and enjoying their best life in an upbeat, positive manner. Any woman who claims they are independent can't have their hands in the pocket of a man. I appreciate strong women who are about handling their own business, not afraid to speak honestly on their observations, confident enough to lift other women up, and serve as a mentor for young girls growing up and trying to find their voice. This is the impression that I get from Melissa's work, and I like it. She has a soothing yet firm voice that is professional, laced with some honest observations and a little potty mouth edge. I shared with her that I appreciated her take on Thomas Jefferson, who was our third U.S. president from 1801 to 1809. I howled when I heard she said, quote, I didn't know that Jefferson was a basic bitch, but apparently he was. Melissa was referring to Thomas Jefferson's preferred drink, which was a white wine spritzer. I find it humorous that one of the early leaders of the free world is a wine spritzer kind of guy. I envision our founding fathers having a wad of chewing tobacco in their mouths while sipping vodka at room temperature right out of the bottle like a Viking. I'm a huge fan of the little odd facts about public figures. I'm encouraging Melissa to venture on and find more of that content for future episodes and tag me on Twitter so I can peep it. Based upon her content, I gather that Melissa is a modern-day feminist. She offers her views of the world within that light and not afraid to take a stand on a few issues. She encourages other women to shine and is very confident with that delivery. I can't say it enough. I truly appreciate her taking time to review my work and share it with her audience. She even promoted it on her podcast. I have attempted to cross-promote and collaborate with other women in the past. It was hinted that they feared my work would overshadow their project. Meanwhile, we each had a great opportunity to share our work in different arenas. I've had the construction background, so I have had limited engagements with women. For many years, I had preferred men to women since many are confident and have an abundance mindset. To find the same mindset in a woman is truly a treasure. I have since found some kick-ass women in a variety of different arenas that have evolved my viewpoints on them. Melissa is so giving and sharing with the works of other authors and podcasts, I struggled to find her own book. This gives such insight to her as a person. I found her book that is entitled Turning Point and is on Amazon in both ebook and paperback. Yes, I promoted it twice. I actually just added the book to my Amazon cart since the description sounds interesting. This book is on two women who cross paths and go on an adventure together and encounter dangerous obstacles. I enjoy reading, but I just fill my days with loads of work and stuff, including this project. I will have to carve out time and make myself read at night since it is peaceful. I will give an overview and ask Melissa a variety of questions and post about it after I've read it. If you have already read the book, let me know. I totally value a podcaster who shares the history of strong women throughout time. I find it important since knowledge is power. I remember hearing a well-known YouTuber say to a woman caller while on his show that men create everything in society. He claimed that women do not contribute to society, they just enjoy the benefits. He then challenged the woman further, quote, name some women contributors to society. Sadly, the woman was silent on that topic. I know that there are many strong women who have contributed to our society. We are just not taught the names in society. Hopefully, women such as Melissa can work to fill in the blanks of those types of conversations. There are many of us women who choose a construction trade as our profession. I'm tapped into an entire network of women who belong to any trade imaginable on the internet. These women do exist in the world as both past and present. Their contributions are just not showcased with the magnitude like their male counterparts. Therefore, I find the work of the Brooke Reading Podcast to be very valuable for men and women now, and the people who have yet to be born. The same well-known YouTube personality bitched that there were not enough women to work in building America. There are many reasons why the construction industry only contains 6% of women within the workforce. It is not easy being in this trade, dealing with politics and the bullshit of some men. Keyword, I use some, not all. I'm used to the dudes who run their mouths. I learned to offer sharp retorts to shut their asses down. However, as an outsider coming in, that is an unpleasant reality, and it can be intimidating as hell. It is super hard to carry a baby while working with the tools, too. So that's another factor that one has to think about, you know, prior to getting into the business. I'm now dropping a hint that the topic of being pregnant while working with the tools will be my next podcast episode. The hardest thing I ever did in my life was work outside climbing extension ladders while I was over 30 weeks pregnant. Yes, I did it, and I did it in the winter, too. Perhaps more women will be inclined to join the industry when more of the old broads, such as myself, serve as a mentor and encourage them to come in. As I say it again, I wholeheartedly believe that Melissa's work of offering her audience an education is very valuable. The Brook Reading Podcast is very generous and selfless with time offered to sharing the work of others. Melissa deserves to have her work shared on the platforms of other podcasters as well. I hope you are pleased to discover Melissa Sack for the first time as well. If you're a listener to the Brook Reading Podcast and you're stopping by my work for the first time, I thank you kindly for coming by. Perhaps I will cross paths with you again. I thank you for stopping by and checking out the creative work that is the Brook Reading Podcast. If anyone has another question that I have not posed, feel free to drop it down below in my comment section on my blog or find me under my name on various social media platforms. I am giving a shout out to the fellow kick-ass hardworking women and the cool hardworking men who listen to our work. You are all very much appreciated. Yes, I'm sharing the link below to my Kindle Vella short stories library that can be found on Amazon. I'm trying to get the word out, so you gotta just deal with it, okay? In all seriousness, I absolutely could not accomplish what I do without regular support from my listeners and readers from around the globe. I'm giving another shout out to the listeners from Ireland and the United Kingdom. I also need to recognize the people of India and Romania who read my blog week after week. I see you all, too, and I'm giving an air hug. You are all amazing that you keep coming here to read my work week after week. Thanks so much for stopping by my side of the world today. You have chosen me within a sea of many options. For that, I am honored. I truly appreciate anyone who dedicates their time to peeping my various creative projects week after week. As I've stated so eloquently before, I appreciate your feedback, comments, and suggestions to improve my content. I wish you a peaceful evening, afternoon, or morning, depending on your time zone and part of the world. It is my hope that I brighten your day with my old job tales and detailed observations from back when I worked with the tools. I shall be back soon enough. Therefore, have a fabulous Monday afternoon. It is time to get through the work week, however you do, when your family depends on you. Try to keep cool and safe this week, people. I'm sharing my 5 short stories that are on my Kindle Vella library that is entitled Construction Tales, Told by a Woman. It's on Amazon. I thank you for your support in advance on this project. Now, it is time to wrap this blog post up, so peace out, Cub Scout. Have a great one. This wraps up another episode on the Verbally Disastrous Podcast that can be found on Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. For more information, head over to www.constructiontales.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great one.